Been working on it a long time. It's done. Now let's go over and say hello to my guest standing by, Dr. Scott Scheer. I gave you his background earlier. He graduated with honors at UCLA and magna cum laude, graduate from University of Maryland School of Medicine. And he has received awards of excellence in the practice of internal medicine. And he is the medical director at the San Francisco Institute for Hyperbaric Medicine and more recently became the medical advisor for the Hyperbaric Medical Solutions, a state-of-the-art treatment facility in New York City. Nice to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me, Gary.
I would like to focus a bit on hyperbaric oxygen therapy's efficacy, especially for infectious diseases. And right now, Lyme's disease is rapidly becoming an epidemic in the United States. And although it is worse in the Northeast, including New York tri-state area, it's also spreading through the other states. I will need to do a special just on Lyme's because there is now a great deal of denial among federal health authorities and particularly factions of the insurance industry that the disease actually exists, believe it or not. And there seems to be no viable drug treatment for Lyme's aside from massive doses of an extra powerful antibiotic. So share a little bit about what you know of Lyme's disease and what has been your experience with treating it hyperbarically.
Sure, Gary, I'd be happy to. I think it might benefit your listeners to listen a little bit about how hyperbaric therapy is working to understand how we think Lyme disease may be treated in a hyperbaric chamber, at least as part of a treatment regimen. A hyperbaric therapy really has two stimulus. It's oxygen and pressure. It's the pressure that actually drives oxygen into our cells, into our body, at superphysiologic levels, more than our body can do on its own. At sea level. And it's increasing the amount of oxygen in our body that really allows a cascade of effects to occur. These include things like angiogenesis, the formation of new blood vessels, the production of stem cells from our bone marrow, and migration to areas of injury. It also optimizes what's called cellular metabolism, or the ability of our cells to produce ATP, which is the energy currency of our cells. It also is an anti-infective, and this is where we get to Lyme, because in a sense, any bacteria or any bug that does not like a high oxygen environment is not going to like a very, very high level of oxygen being thrown at it in your body. So hyperbaric therapy is used in conjunction with antibiotics very commonly, actually, in some FDA-approved indications for hyperbaric therapy like necrotizing fasciitis or flesh-eating bacteria. To name a couple others, but that's the main one. And so we know that hyperbaric therapy works directly against bacteria, actually like Lyme disease, like the Lyme bug, which is called a facultative anaerobe. What that means is that the organism, the Lyme organism itself, likes to live in a low oxygen environment. So if you use hyperbaric therapy to treat Lyme disease, what you're doing is really directly killing the Lyme bug itself. And we see that in my office, in my clinic, and in hyperbaric clinics around the country. Something that happens when patients are in the clinic, something called the Jans-Herzheimer reaction, where patients get severely sick or get a lot of pain related to die-off because of the Lyme organism. Now, I should mention also, though, that Lyme disease takes a multidisciplinary approach. And as you mentioned, it's not only in New York, in California, where I practice as well, in Marin and Northern California area, it's very, very prominent as well. I work with Lyme-literate physicians and naturopaths in conjunction with hyperbaric therapy, along with really good detoxification protocols. We do see significant improvements in these patients. But again, it's a multidisciplinary approach.
What are the other conditions that you have seen respond well to oxygen therapy?
Well, they fall into two categories. The first category would be the ones that are approved by insurance companies right now. Those would be something very, very important, I think, to what you were speaking about diabetes, diabetic foot ulcers. We have a remarkable ability to heal these ulcers before the need for amputations. In fact, there have been many studies over the last 20 years, but especially in the last 5 or 10, that show how effective hyperbaric therapy can be to prevent major amputations of limbs. What we can do is heal up these ulcers before the need to go and cut things off. So So very dramatically effective. Other indications include radiation injury. So patients that have gotten therapy for cancer with radiation can sometimes get these pretty severe or sometimes mild to moderate effects from the cancer radiation itself. These can include things like if it was prostate cancer, severe pain on urinating or severe pain on defecating or chronic blood in the urine. If it's a breast cancer patient, chronic non-healing wounds in the breast area from reconstructions, and down the line, as far as any other types of radiation, where it might be, there can be an effect. And what hyperbaric therapy can do is really regrow the vascular bed that's been obliterated by the radiation and get new stem cells to the area and regenerate it. There's also chronic bone infections. On the other side, I mean, non-FDA approved yet, but a lot of good data. Lyme disease is one of those. There's also traumatic brain injury, both mild to moderate as well as severe and acute traumatic brain injury. Some very exciting things going on in this world. We're doing a lot of great work with veterans coming back from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And another really prominent indication for us right now is patients post-stroke. There is a really great group of researchers in Israel. I'm sure you're not surprised that most of this research has been being done outside of the country. But they have a very large center in Tel Aviv, and they're treating many patients and churning out studies. In fact, I just read a study this morning on chronic fatigue syndrome and hyperbaric oxygen therapy. Some other indications include reflex sympathetic dystrophy, cerebral palsy. Some really good data coming out of India, actually, there. In the end, if there is a wound, hyperbaric therapy will heal it quicker and potentially more effectively than the body can do it itself, especially if it's in the brain. And the aspect of anti-infective, as I mentioned, has to do with the direct oxygen effect on the bacterial organism, as well as working with antibiotics or other types of therapies.
Last question. How long do you normally see that it takes, how many treatments, and what duration of treatment hour before you begin to see results?
So the protocol a little bit depends on what the indication is. The more the acute indication, the more recent the injury, the more the less therapy that is needed. The idea really is that hyperbaric therapy is a cumulative process. It takes time for therapy to work, especially if there's been a chronic injury. So the protocols usually range anywhere between 5 treatments to 40, sometimes more. And these treatments are usually done in succession, so Monday through Friday with the weekend off. This is because the way hyperbaric therapy is working, it's actually modulating our DNA and protein transcription. We know that at least 8,000 genes in our body are pressure sensitive and oxygen sensitive. And we know that we're upregulating genes that are responsible for growth and repair, and downregulating genes that are responsible for inflammation, programmed cell death. So all of that takes time. We think maximum angiogenesis, or the maximum amount of blood vessel growth that we can do, happens somewhere around 20 treatments in succession. So that's 1 month of therapy with the weekends off. Lyme disease, because that's, you know, I understand why there's such a big interest now. And it is great, as you mentioned, that there are some individuals and some societies that are now looking at Lyme disease as chronic Lyme disease is actually existing, which is great. Lyme disease, 40 treatments, usually at the minimum, in a hyperbaric chamber. Each chamber length is between 60 minutes and 90 minutes. The 60-minute length is usually for neurologic indications, indications like stroke, traumatic brain injury, TBI.
Good. And finally, I just have one last quick answer I need from you, because we're running out of time. How much does it cost per therapy?
So the cost depends on if insurance is going to cover it or not. If it's an insurance-related condition, it should be covered by your insurance. If it's not insurance, it really depends on where you are in the country. The range depends a little bit on the type of chamber that's being used. And here what I'm talking about is what are called hard chamber hyperbaric oxygen therapy. That's really the mainstay of hyperbaric therapy, just to make that clear.
And what would one therapy cost, one session?
So one session could cost anywhere between, if you're in Texas, $120, to someplace in New York City or in New York, upwards around in the middle 200, depending. But to say that most places will treat patients and make they try to do everything they can to treat these patients because we know we can help. So they do look for ways to help. In
Good.
New York, I know that they do that especially.
You've given us a beginning here, and we appreciate it very much. And the websites are hyperbaricmedicalsolutions.com and integrativehbot.com. Dr. Scott Scherer, S-H-E-R-R, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Gary.